Welcome to Where Medicine Meets Ministry, Dr. Cherie Talks Faith and Facts, a podcast that explores the relationship between faith and facts and its divine impact on the coexistence of mind, body, and spirit. Here's Dr. Cherie, a medical doctor, best-selling author, international professional speaker, a breast cancer survivor, and the queen of how to let go and live today and every day. Thank you for tuning in to episode 4 of Where Medicine Meets Ministry, Dr. Cherie Talks Faith and Facts. Well, today we're going to discuss a very timely and a topic that could really be talked about during any time of our history. Simply because on a day-to-day basis, all of us will have times of uncertainty, times when we feel that we are facing a tragic time in our lives, and a time when we may feel we need to rebuild, either from a lost relationship, career, or maybe moving on from, say, a cancer diagnosis. And so today I wanted to talk about what can biblical references teach us about rebuilding after a disaster. And I will talk specifically more about rebuilding after a disaster like COVID-19. With the panic surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic, I believe we are all wondering, when will it really end? Questions like, well, what will society and the world look like when the crisis does end? You know, small businesses fear that they may not be able to recover from minimal sales these past few months. People have been laid off from jobs, and schools have converted from in-person classroom settings to online. So we all have questions, and legitimate ones at that. You know, number one, can we rebuild? Number two, what does that look like? And number three, how long will it take to recover? We may have asked ourselves these questions as we watch the numbers on the news continue to rise. These numbers are the facts. But what role does our faith play in light of these facts? Since the Bible has no specific guidelines on a pandemic like this, how do we use faith to look forward to the future? Well, we step back and pose a different question. And that question would be, does the Bible have examples of people rebuilding after a disaster? That answer is most definitely. If we take a look at a man named Nehemiah, who returned to Israel after a 70-year captivity that took place in Babylon, We learn what rebuilding after a horrific event kind of looks like. So let's start with an obvious question. How bad was the damage to Jerusalem? Now, Nehemiah may not have faced a pandemic, but when the Babylonians laid siege to Jerusalem, they left Israel destitute and without hope. Not only did the Babylonians take the best of the best, leaving only the poor and frail behind, but according to accounts in the Bible, the Babylonians set fire to Jerusalem. This means when Nehemiah returns, he has to start from square one. In other words, he has to start from scratch. They've burned the buildings, the stones, the foundations, and it looks really bleak. And to top it all off, Israel's enemies, they aren't too keen about their return. and they continually taunt and threaten Nehemiah in an effort to prevent him from completing his project. So in essence, the situation looked bleak, much like our own disaster may seem right now. Nevertheless, Nehemiah trusts in the Lord, and he proceeds with rebuilding Jerusalem. But it took time to rebuild. Wasn't something that happened overnight. And it took preparation even to get to the point where they could even start to rebuild. Ezra, he was another returning exile. And he returned with families into Jerusalem in 457 BC. But Nehemiah doesn't start building until 444 BC. So that means 13 whole years pass before they begin the repairs. So it took a lot of time to get to the point when the repairs could actually be done. Now, to those exiles who arrived in 457 BC with Ezra, I'm sure they experienced a great deal of sorrow and loss. You know, the city they once knew or had even heard about from their parents during the Babylonian exile. That city had been reduced to almost nothing. Nevertheless, once they begin to rebuild, you know, after that 13-year period of getting to the point where they could make the repairs, once they began to rebuild, they complete the wall before the year ends. So within a year's time, the wall is rebuilt. And during this time, Ezra takes this opportunity to read the law to the people, reminding them of God's goodness and promises. And so I will encourage you that as you begin to rebuild and repair what has been broken or lost during this time in your life, remember and remind yourself of God's goodness, His grace, His mercy, and His strength. Because when all seemed hopeless for the people of Israel, God allowed the people to rebuild and they flourished for about 100 years. But let me caution you, while you are rebuilding, be careful and mindful of people in your life that may attempt to deter your rebuilding process. Israel, throughout its history, has accumulated a number of enemies. And when the Israelites return from the Babylonian exile, they walk right into a group of foes who do not want to see the city rebuilt. So some resorted to taunting them. As much as we hate taunting now, like when someone insults you online or in the workplace or, you know, on social media some kind of way. Taunting during Nehemiah's time packed a whole different kind of punch. But when we learn from how he responded to the taunting, it can teach us a lesson on how we should respond during our own times. The Bible says that Nehemiah prays that God handle the situation and that his enemies will have their insults fall on their own heads. And then he goes right back to work. So when one of his enemies sees that they're actually succeeding in rebuilding, since the taunting didn't do it, he now begins to fight against the Israelites, so much so that they have to station guards outside the city to block his attacks. His enemy goes on to try to lure Nehemiah out of the city to do him harm. But Nehemiah pointedly sends his messenger right back out each and every time. So in the end, Jerusalem rebuilds in spite of enemy opposition. Whatever God has brought together, no man can separate. And that certainly rang true for Nehemiah. In the same way, Satan likes to tear apart what God is healing or rebuilding. When God restores something, expect the devil to make an attempt to deter progress. But the key is to not allow these attempts to deter you from your goal. One particular passage really stands out in Nehemiah's narrative, and that's when Ezra reads the law for the people. Most people, when he does so, react by crying bitter tears. You know, they've realized in this moment how much they've lost. Perhaps they thought about all of the family members who perished in Babylon while they were in exile, and those family members who never got to see the rebuilt city. Or maybe they wondered if the Babylonian captivity would it have ever taken place if they just listened more carefully to the law that Ezra was reading to them right at that moment. In either case, even though they've rebuilt, they realize how much they've healed from, how long those decades in Babylon felt. And this evokes an emotional reaction. In the same way, when we heal from a disaster, the process involves a lot of pain. There's no disaster that anyone can come through that they would not admit that it involved a lot of pain, a lot of mulling over emotions and memories that we don't necessarily want to unwrap at times. But nevertheless, God restores us even amidst the pain. There are times for mourning and times for celebration, and sometimes those seasons can intermingle. So you may be saying, Dr. Sheree, why does this even matter? Well, we've been told that the Bible doesn't answer every problem. It seems to remain silent on issues like social media, dating, and COVID-19, since none of those three existed during the historical timeline of the Old or New Testament. But that doesn't mean the Bible doesn't have examples of godly people experiencing disasters and how they coped and rebuilt from those. The Bible is described as living and active. That means that no matter when the writer penned that particular book of the Bible, it can have relevance on our lives. So when we face rebuilding from a disaster, we can turn to scriptures for examples, for encouragement, and most importantly, for healing. And so I will encourage you during this time, whether it's COVID-19 or you're listening to this episode 3 years from now and the world is not facing a pandemic, but within your own world, you are experiencing what you feel is a disaster or tragedy or significant change, and you're trying to gain and garner a path and a new vision for your life out of your current state. One, turn to scripture, because although there may not be an exact example that matches what you are experiencing, there are examples that can walk you through the process that you need to go through in order to experience the redemption from your current state. And the lessons to be learned is: 1, turn to scripture. 2, know that disasters don't last always and that there is a way out. 3, realize that when you make up in your mind that you will rebuild, that you will redirect, and that you will refocus, there will most likely be enemies out there that don't want to see you succeed, that don't want to see you come out. You need to prepare yourself for that. Prepare yourself for the taunting. Prepare yourself for the unprovoked arguments or fights. Prepare yourself and respond similarly like Nehemiah. Merely pass them on. Pray, God, everything that they're trying to put back and put on me, put it right back on them and keep it moving. And then realize after you have rebuilt, and even during your rebuilding process, give thanks. Remember God's goodness. Remind yourself of His grace and His mercy. And when you've come through on the other side, go back to Scripture now to reinforce and to realign what you should do and how your worship and praise and giving to others should now be now that you've gotten through your process. And then once you've thanked Him, allow yourself a moment of grieving. Allow yourself a moment of reflection, and then allow yourself a moment of praise and give God praise for bringing you through. And your example will now become an example for other individuals who have watched you and have witnessed you putting your life back together again with God's help and guidance and support and love. So when you're trying to figure out how do I rebuild after a disaster, turn to some biblical references to give you just that push, that prodding, that encouragement that you need to make it through, because you can make it through. Remember, I want you to be present, take charge of your life, and live today and every day. You've reached the end of another episode of Where Medicine Meets Ministry, Dr. Cherie Talks Faith and Facts. Be sure to visit medicinemeetsministrypodcast.com to join the conversation and to view the show notes for this episode. And follow us on Facebook at Where Medicine Meets Ministry, and on Twitter at Med Meets Men. That's M-E-D meets M-I-N. If you love the Where Medicine Meets Ministry podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give us a review on iTunes. And to connect with Dr. Cherie, go to drcheriemd.com. Until next time.